community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Drive Time on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Now, we've got Will Young and All Time Love on the way next. In the studio with me this afternoon, we've got Alan, the editor from the Brentwood Gazette. Hello, Alan.
Hello, you're right.
His dulcet tones are back again. He's struggling with his microphone.
Well, I'm straight. Won't stay still.
Have you got a droopy mic?
Yeah, I have.
He's got a droopy. Oh, no,
it's got droopsy.
Yeah, it's got droopsy, is it?
Yes.
You're right there.
It's just going. Am I alright? Can you hear me?
Yes, is it?
It's got a droopy mic.
It goes up, it goes down.
No. Hang on. Let's have a wrestle with the mic.
Here we go. He's coming around with the spanner. He's going to try and mend the mic.
Let's have a wrestle with the mic. Let's get this. We'll put that one there. Love that. No, it's not doing it.
For those not in the studio, Mike is now stood across the desk trying to.
I'm going to stand on the desk in a minute. I'm telling you.
It's not happening, is it?
Is it right? Yeah.
Woo!
Whack me in the face with it.
I'm spitting everywhere.
Sorted. Just don't move.
Don't move
the duration of this interview.
I'm laughing and spitting everywhere. I'm so sorry.
if I move, this mic goes, and then that's the end of it. It's just over and done with again.
Tell us, you're going to give us an advanced preview of what's coming up in the Brentwood Gazette tomorrow.
Yeah, it's been a busy week for everyone, really. It's difficult to think back to the start of the week. We go all the way back to last, when was it, Thursday? It was GCSE results day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We'd only just got over A-level results day, but then GCSE's come round.
Yeah.
So we spent a lot of time covering the GCSE results, reporters out and about everywhere.
Yeah.
So we've got 4 pages of GCSE results, lots from Brentwood, loads of pictures, loads of different children in there with their spectacular results. There were some very good efforts all round.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that's really difficult to choose who you put in the paper because everyone's done so well. Every school is happy to pick out their one high flyer, maybe 2 or 3. We can't go into every single person who got their results, however much we'd like to.
In the news, we were actually reading out that there's a lot lower results this time around, this year. But a lot more children, you can't call them children, but a lot more teenagers. Adolescents have actually gone to university, have got in.
From A-levels, yeah.
Hang on a minute, how does that equate? I don't understand that.
No, I don't know. I mean, maybe the boundaries are lower, maybe the acceptance, there's less, you need less UCAS points or however they measure it at the minute to get into university, I don't know.
I must admit, I'm a little bit ignorant where that's concerned. I've got to start swatting up a bit because
university acceptance?
Yeah, university
like
and college, in my opinion.
I never really understood it. I mean, back in the university, it was about UCAS points and you got given an offer, and if you matched the offer, you got into university, and if you didn't, you got sent back in. But
see, now, years ago, when I left school, back when penny farthings roamed the earth, hardly anybody went to university, and if you did, it was always, hello, Tarquin, how are you?
Really?
It's full of that.
There's so many universities now, aren't there?
Yeah, there are.
There's something for everyone, really.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, when I left school, it was only about 10 years ago.
Of course. Did you re-enroll?
Is he laughing at?
He must have re-enrolled. Midlife crisis, was it? Decided you want to go to university.
Yeah, I was 50 then.
Four on the desk.
That's what the birthday cake's for, yeah. So, what we got coming up on tomorrow's front page?
We've got quite a lot on the front page, actually. It's been one of those front pages that we've looked at for quite a lot of time this morning, trying to decide what goes where on the front page. We've got a story that's already on the website about a bit of a to-do that kicked off at De Rougemont Manor in Worley on Saturday night. That is featured on the front in some form.
It just goes to show you that. I mean, I think De Rougemont Manor is a lovely, lovely function suite. Mm. And I mean, I've done quite a few functions here, quite a few gigs I've done there.
Mm.
And I've never seen any problems whatsoever. But it just goes to show you, no matter how good the function suite is, every now and again you get a bunch of people in that want to cause a problem.
It's nothing to do with where it is it? Anyway.
I've worked West End hotels, and there's been a fight halfway through the night, and you go, what are you doing this at someone's wedding for? What's that about? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know if it definitely was a wedding. We don't know exactly what was going on Saturday night.
Yeah.
But you say it's the same with everywhere. I mean, all it takes is perhaps, particularly in Brentwood High Street at a weekend when the things have kicked off in the past, all it takes is a bit too much drink.
Yeah.
Two people who've had a little bit too much drink.
You've got
problems on your hands.
I'm going to quote a doorman now. I won't name the doorman. A doorman I used to work with years and years ago. And he said to some fella just after he put him out, mate, you should never drink on an empty head.
Yeah, quite.
Could he use that one,
isn't it?
Very true.
It can cause all kinds of problems, and you can go into loads of issues that relate to Brentwood with that, with the amount of people who come to the high street as of a weekend. And sadly, we have actually got quite a few things in the paper this week that are crime related. It's been an unusual week for Brentwood. Not massive things. We're not talking the kind of really big crime you get up in the city, but there just seems to be a lot. There seems to be a lot of, I don't know, there's a lot of it going on in 1 week. I mean, I drove
get
back up.
Like that.
You do, yeah. I drove back up the high street. Was it last Wednesday night? Drove for about 5 police cars and a police van outside. Outside, well, close to where Slug and Lettuce's. Fighting the high street. I mean, we spoke to police the following day. There's 3 to 4 people fighting in the high street.
Really?
Yeah, another guy arrested.
We don't want this in Brentwood.
No, and that's the thing. But then I do something. We sat there and thought about it at the beginning of the week when we had one of our news meetings with the rest of the team. And things like that, I mean, they don't get flagged up by the police. We don't get told about them. Generally, unless it's a witness appeal or they want to speak to us about something, we're not going to be made aware of it. Do we miss things like that going all the time? Is it really a common occurrence? It's something we're looking into in more detail, I think, now.
I think it's less of an occurrence in Brentwood than it is in Romford.
Definitely. But at the same time, on a Friday, Saturday night, is the more that goes on? It doesn't get reported. I don't know. We'll see what we can find on that for you.
Now, I want to talk. You did mention something earlier on when you came in about the postcode lottery.
Oh, it's all getting big now, isn't it? I think
I've seen the. Again, I'm very ignorant on this part. I've seen the advertisements on TV.
Yeah.
And you always look at it and go,
Is it worth it?
Yeah,
should I do it? Should I log on, or should I just stick and do the pound, the usual one, or the Euro Millions?
But you know a little bit more than me about this.
There's a lot of lotteries, aren't there? It's not like it used to be, where it's just a quid and have a go, and if six numbers came up, you got lucky. This is what we had on the front page last week. With the big, for anyone who saw the paper, the big CM14 in glittery gold, glamorous font. I think Joe might have touched on it on our slot on here last weekend, last week as well.
Right.
But it was announced last week that the CM14-5 postcode would be selected as the monthly winner for the People's Postcode Lottery. Which is big news. They only pull out They only pull out 12 postcodes every year.
Yeah.
And of those 12 postcodes, each of them shares £2 million. So it's a lot of money.
If you've bought a ticket, each person in the CM14...
CM14-5.
CM14-5, we'll
get... So CM14-5, boom.
Yeah,
so CM14-5-DG, whatever. That's right. That's the basis of it. I can't actually tell you. In the paper tomorrow, because it's got a strict embargo on it of tomorrow morning, it's just come to me. I'm glad I remembered this whilst we're talking.
Okay.
We can reveal to you tomorrow morning what the minimum amount ticket owners in the CM14-5 postcode area have won. That's new. We didn't have it last week. It was issued to us this morning by People's Postcode Lottery. But like I said, it's got reporting ban on it until tomorrow morning.
Right.
So as of tomorrow, you can find out what you've got. We managed to track down one lucky winner. We don't know how many there are out there living in CM14-5. How many people?
It's a big field.
Well, it's a big area. This is another conversation we've had. CM14-5. You might not think it necessarily sounds like a huge area. But it is.
Yeah, it is.
At the same time, a lot of it's rural. So how many people are there who would have tickets? It is anybody's guess. It really is. Last year, of all places, actually Boreham won. So yeah, I can't remember what that postcode was, but an area in Boreham, Chelmsford won. There were 24 winners.
All right.
And the lowest amount that people walked away with was about 29,000.
No!
So,
that's worth it.
Well, it is. That's it, isn't it? And yeah, going back to how it actually works, you buy your ticket online. It's £2 a shot. 50p goes to charity for every ticket bought. Then you win prizes daily and everything. There's a lot more to it than just this one monthly draw. But no, like we said, everyone who has got a ticket in CM14-5 is going to win this one minimum amount. And it's worth getting excited about. I know what it is. It's in the paper tomorrow. I can't tell you now. If you've got a ticket, it's worth getting excited about.
Oh, that's all right.
Some lucky people coming up. And then it all comes to a head on Saturday when the winners, complete with their gold envelopes, their little wristbands they got sent in the post, all head down to King George's. There's a big ceremony there, so let's hope it doesn't rain.
Oh, right, yeah, fantastic. So what else we've got coming up?
Should be good.
Anything good?
What, in the paper?
In the paper.
We've got a big double page feature. Look at this dreaded fire over in...
Oh!
Which is still burning.
Really?
It started a week ago on Monday, so that was 8 days already. it's been burning for. And it looks like the firefighters can't estimate exactly how long they're going to be there for, because it really is just a controlled burn now. It's just burning away. They've got to be there just in case, for whatever reason, it got out of control or something. They've got to keep an eye on it all the time. Could be in at least another week.
Oh my word.
So that is a lot of firefighters' time. It's 5,000 tons worth of wood.
Oh my word, that is good.
And it's still burning.
They can't get to the centre, I suppose.
The problem, they've just got to wait out. Apparently, you might think the rain, which is falling heavily outside now, will help them. It's a hindrance, if anything, apparently.
Now, I learnt a little bit through watching a documentary on TV. Do you know these big forest fires?
Mm.
And I suppose the same must work for a house fire or this wood fire.
Mm.
When they dump water on it, it was something like 80% of the water gets burnt off as steam before the water hits the fire.
That's the thing, and I think with this one, we spoke to a firefighter when it first started in last week's paper, actually. He described it as kind of a volcano effect is the best way to imagine it.
Mm.
It's really hot in the centre, and it's burning in the centre, but like you say, if that stat's correct and is applicable to the fire we've got here, getting the water through to it is really difficult, but it's not just as simple as let's tip a load of water onto it, because you've got the water running off. Where's it going? There were concerns raised
this flood,
week of it going into the river. Contaminated water ended up in the river, fish in the river, dogs that might go in the river, kids that might go in the river. There are all kinds of concerns raised about that. They alleviated them pretty quickly. But it's the much bigger picture, really. You can't just look at it as this is a fire, let's lob some water on it and hope it goes out. It's pretty technical way they're dealing with it.
Well, it is quite technical. I've got to make this a fire, but it is quite technical, the stuff they have to know there, you know.
So that is it's ongoing.
So that's all coming up in tomorrow's Brentwood Gazette.
Plus, the one thing you can't miss.
I like this. Go on
the plus. The new crazy golf course opened down at King George's the weekend.
We were talking about this, weren't we?
Did this get mentioned before?
No, this was a few weeks ago. It's been
on our list for as long as I can remember.
It's a biggie, isn't it?
It's a cracking golf course.
Now, I haven't been down there yet.
Ah, Piers has. We've got Piers's review of it. He played it. He took our photographer on at the press launch on Friday. He's made quite a good piece out of it. I've seen the pictures, though. They're in the paper, more online, because we couldn't fit them all into the papers.
Right.
One of those things is really difficult to photograph, because so many nooks and crannies here and there. You can't experience it until you really go and have a look at it.
Yeah.
Got dinosaurs, it's got volcanoes.
It was something like £500,000.
£500,000 worth of investment.
See, that's a lot of dough.
It's a lot of money, but it's a cracking dough. Worth a look. Yeah, definitely worth a look next time you're down King George's Way.
How's it doing? Is it doing well?
Well, it only opened on Saturday. The guy said it was full back-to-back all day Saturday.
I'll give it a while then before I go down there.
Yeah, maybe wait till some holidays are over. Although maybe on an afternoon like this it might not be quite as popular. Yeah,
probably not.
Umbrellas would be the order of the day. But no, good luck to him. Great investment, and I'm pretty sure people at Brentwood will have many
fantastic
happy years with it.
It's different, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We didn't have one. Something Brentwood didn't have, and there isn't a lot Brentwood doesn't have, so worthwhile. Look forward to returning soon.
Well, Alan, thank you very much for coming in.
90p out tomorrow, don't forget.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.